Random House Audio presents I Live in the Future, and Here's How It Works by Nick Bilton. Read for you by Mike Chamberlain. Introduction. Cancel my subscription. As you will see, I eat my own dog food. I used to love reading print newspapers. In 2004, when I started working at the New York Times, I was excited beyond words to discover that much of the Sunday Times was printed ahead of time, and a stack of those early-run papers arrived at the Times building every Saturday. Not only did I work at one of the most respected newspapers in the world, but along with a paycheck, I also got the magazine, the Week in Review, the Metro section, the Sunday Business, several hours before the rest of the world. A new favorite ritual took root. I'd head to the office early every Saturday afternoon, and when the first delivery trucks arrived, I'd grab a few smudged copies and run home to immerse myself in tomorrow's newspaper. Before long, friends began calling me to ask for advance copies of the real estate section or the Sunday magazine. Then, a couple of years later, I stopped my Saturday routine. The calls stopped too. One by one, my friends were switching to new reading rituals, replacing the smell and feel of the printed page with a quicker, personally edited, digital reading experience. Even when the paper was free, they didn't want a copy anymore. The same thing was happening to me. I had started reading newspapers in high school and, for years, had stumbled every morning to the doorstep, blurry-eyed and half-asleep, to fetch the morning paper. But now I was checking the headlines in the morning on my computer, reading articles on my mobile phone on the way to the office, and surfing news sites all day long, aided by social networks such as